Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking into something that affects all of us as customers, how businesses are leveraging AI and data analytics. We're basing this on a really insightful piece by Chris Bradley, which breaks down how these tools are being used, you know, to shape our experiences, hopefully for the better.
Exactly. And when we talk about the customer journey, we really mean every single touch point you have with a brand. From, like, the first ad you see all the way to becoming a loyal customer.
Right.
And our focus today is how AI and data are working, often unseen, to make that journey smoother and more, well, personalized for you.
Yeah, the article really highlights that this isn't sci-fi anymore. AI and data analytics are expanding rapidly in customer experience. The main goal seems to be getting this deeper understanding of what we like, what we do, even what we're just curious about.
To remove friction points and tailor interactions.
Precisely. Making it feel like it was designed just for you. Okay, let's dive in. A big one is personalization. We see it everywhere.
We do. And what's really changed the game is AI's ability to process just vast amounts of data about individuals. Think about your purchase history, what you browse, maybe demographic info, how you use an app.
All those digital breadcrumbs.
Exactly. AI algorithms sift through all that to build a surprisingly detailed picture of each customer.
And that picture fuels the personalized experiences, right? Like the product recommendations we get on shopping sites, that's the obvious one.
That's a classic example, yeah.
But the article suggests it's broader than that. It's about tailoring the marketing messages you see, even customizing the customer service interaction itself.
Absolutely. So instead of a generic email blast, you might get an offer specifically related to something you were just looking at online.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you call support, the agent might already have your recent history pulled up, so you don't waste time explaining everything from the start. It's about making it relevant.
More efficient, less frustrating, hopefully. Okay, so that's AI learning from past actions. But the article also talks about using data to predict what we might do next. Predictive analytics. That sounds... well, predictive.
It is fascinating. Predictive analytics uses historical data plus statistical modeling to essentially forecast future customer needs or interests.
How does that work in practice?
Well, the article uses a good retailer example based on your browsing, your past purchases, maybe even stuff you put in a wish list but didn't buy.
Right.
The system can predict, with some probability, what you might be likely to purchase soon, and then it can proactively suggest those items.
So it's like they're anticipating your needs before you even fully realize them yourself.
Sort of, yeah. It's definitely proactive. Instead of you actively searching, the potential solution might just pop up.
Okay. Now, another big shift, especially in initial contact, is chatbots.
Oh, definitely. They've come a long way, haven't they?
They really have.
The article points out their key role in providing instant, 24/7 support for common issues.
Like checking order status or basic FAQs.
Exactly. For those routine inquiries, a chatbot can give you an answer immediately, any time of day.
Which is super convenient. And as the article notes, this frees up the human agents, right?
Precisely. By handling the high volume of simple queries, chatbots allow human support staff to focus their time on the more complex, nuanced problems that really need a person's touch.
So you get faster answers for easy stuff and potentially better, more focused help for the hard stuff.
That's the ideal scenario, yeah. A layered support system. Now, thinking about how companies gauge how we actually feel about all this, that brings us to sentiment analysis.
Right, sentiment analysis. The article explains this is AI monitoring customer feedback across, well, everywhere, social media, reviews, surveys.
Even comments on a blog post, potentially.
So how does knowing if we're happy or frustrated help improve the journey?
It gives businesses a real-time pulse on customer satisfaction or dissatisfaction. If a lot of people start complaining about the same thing on Twitter, for instance.
They'll see that spike.
Exactly. Sentiment analysis tools can flag that negative trend quickly. This allows companies to, ideally, address the root cause faster, maybe fix a bug or clarify confusing instructions, improving the experience for future customers, and sometimes even reach out to the unhappy ones directly.
It's like a constant feedback mechanism, keeping them tuned in. Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Voice assistants, Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant. Many of us use them daily. How do they fit in?
The key thing here, according to the article, is the convenience, the hands-free access.
Yeah.
You can book a flight, order pizza, check the forecast, all just by talking.
It definitely simplifies certain tasks. Instead of tapping through multiple screens on an app, you just ask.
Right. It streamlines those parts of the customer journey, making routine interactions much quicker for you.
Makes sense. Now, the article also mentions something maybe less obvious, predictive maintenance. How does that connect to my experience as a customer?
It seems a bit indirect at first, but it's really about reliability and avoiding negative experiences.
Yeah.
So if a company uses AI and sensor data to predict when their critical equipment, say, servers for an online service or machinery making a product might fail,
they can fix it before it breaks down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Proactive repairs mean less downtime. For you, the customer, that translates to the service being available when you need it or the product being in stock. It reduces disruptions caused by unexpected failures.
Ah, okay. So it prevents a potential point of friction or frustration. I get it. So if we tie all these threads together, the personalization, prediction, chatbots, sentiment analysis, voice, maintenance, what's the overall impact on the customer journey?
The big picture, as the article suggests, is striving for a more personalized, efficient, and ultimately satisfying journey for you. By understanding customer needs and behaviors better, sometimes even predicting them, businesses aim to provide interactions that feel relevant, timely, and seamless. The goal is increased satisfaction, which usually leads to increased loyalty.
It certainly sounds promising, but the article does mention some caveats, some challenges, right? It's not all smooth sailing.
No, absolutely not. And it's important to acknowledge that. The article briefly touches on things like privacy concerns, the ethics of using all this data, and the potential for bias in the algorithms. Those are huge topics in themselves.
Definitely. And beyond those big ethical questions, there are practical hurdles, too.
Yes. The article points out that businesses need the right technical infrastructure, the data management capabilities, and frankly, the skilled people to implement these AI systems effectively.
Right. Just buying the software isn't enough.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You need the systems and processes to integrate it properly so it actually enhances the customer experience rather than, say, creating new frustrations because it's clunky or inaccurate.
Yeah, a poorly implemented chatbot can be worse than no chatbot at all.
Precisely. So that investment in infrastructure and expertise is crucial for it to deliver on the promise.
Okay. So to wrap up, AI and data analytics clearly hold significant potential to reshape the customer journey, making it feel more individual, proactive, and efficient.
Yeah, that sums it up well. These are powerful tools for understanding and serving customers in ways that just weren't possible before, aiming to anticipate needs and smooth out interactions.
And with that, here's a final thought for you, our listener, to mull over. As these technologies become even more embedded in our interactions, consider your own experiences. What parts of personalization do you actually value? Where do you draw the line when it comes to your data and privacy? Thinking about that balance is going to be increasingly important for all of us. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.